keep on pushing. Title for today. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Open it up there. We're going to read Paul's letter to the Romans in a powerful chapter from the Bible. Not that they all aren't, but Romans has meat to it. And a great, that's right, meat. That's my boys that said that. That's a problem when you raise boys. I try to tell their mother not to teach them that stuff. It's a powerful chapter. It's a powerful moment. It's a way of looking at the sermon title of Keep On Pushing as Paul wrote this letter. And don't close your Bibles today when we're done, because we're going somewhere else in a little while. But for now, we're going to start in Romans chapter 5. Starting in the first verse, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that sufferings produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. Keep on pushing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we set aside the labor, as we prepare, as we lay ourselves before You, fill us with this message, with this Word, Father. Light our hearts, set us on fire. Let us go from here shouting and praising Your name. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. He had endeavored to build a cabin on a mountainside. That's what his dream was. And he followed his dream to the mountainside and he built a cabin. And his story goes that suddenly the man was sleeping one night in a cabin when light appeared and God came into the room and spoke to him. The Lord told the man he had work to do. The Lord woke him up and said, "You've got work to do, son." As this old, old story goes, and he walked him out to the front of his cabin, and there where there had not been before showed him a rock, a large rock, an almost immovable rock. The Lord explained that the man was to push against this rock with all his might. So the man did this day after day, from sun up, sun down. He would wake up in the morning and go out and push the rock. He would eat his breakfast, go out and push the rock. He would eat his lunch, go out and push the rock. He would come home after pushing the rock and he would pray. He would set his shoulders squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock and push with all of his might, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Each night, the man returned to his cabin, sore, tired, worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Let me ask you a question. How many times do you get to the end of the day and feel that you spent your whole day in vain? At that point, when his most discouraged, most disencouragement was coming on, when he was most worn out, that old adversary, Satan, showed up at the door. Walked in. Said, "Hey, you've been pushing against that rock. sun up to sun down, day after day. You've constantly been pushing against that thing, and it hasn't moved. What's your problem? Why do you still push against that rock? It's not going to move. You're not able to move it. It's bigger than anything you've ever seen. And thus the impression of failure, thus the impression of the impossible task took place. And the man thought he was a failure, and so became disheartened and gave up. Satan said, why do you kill yourself over this? Just put in your time, give the minimal effort, and that'll be good enough. Just walk out and give it a little shove every day. And finally, that's what the man, weary from his years of toil, decided to do. He said, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. But before I do, I'm going to call back on the Lord one time and let Him know what I've decided. And the Lord, he said, I have labored long and hard in your service. I have put all my strength into that of which you've asked. Yet after all this time, I've not even budged that rock by half a millimeter. What is wrong? Why am I failing? Why would you ask me to do this? And the Lord responded to him compassionately and said, my child, I love you so much. When I asked you to push that rock, when I asked you to serve me, you accepted. When I told you that your task was to push that rock and push it with all your strength, you accepted. You accepted me. You accepted that. And that's what you have done for me, just as I asked you. But my child, my lovely child, never once did I ask you to move that rock. I simply asked you to push against it. Your task was to push, and now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking you failed. But is it really so? Go stand in this mirror, my child, and take a look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your body has been kept fit. Your back is shiny and brown. Your hands are calloused from the constant pressure, and your legs have become great strength, massive and strong, because of what I've asked you to do. My child, through opposition, you have grown so much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. Now, it's true, you never moved the rock. But your calling was to be obedient and to push and to exercise your faith and trust in my wisdom. That's what you've done. And now I will move the rock. You know, at times we hear a word from God, we tend to use our own intellect to decipher what He wants, when actually God wants us to do is simply listen to Him. Simply obey Him. By all means, exercise the faith that moves mountains, but know that it is still God who moves mountains. Keep on pushing. Matthew 17:20. We know these words. He replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Remember when we got these? I keep mine up here to remind me. That little dot in the middle is a mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be nothing. It will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus said those words, keep on pushing. But keep your faith steadfast in me. Keep your faith steadfast in me. From this failure, you'll have growth. When you slip and fall pushing on that rock, from that failure, you will grow. From that frustration of never being able to accomplish it, you will grow. From the fear that it'll never happen, you will grow. From the obedience, you will grow. But the only way you will grow is by using God to help you keep on pushing. You can push against one of my favorite cartoons in the whole wide world. It's a building, and on the building it says, School for the Talented and Gifted of the Most Superior Minds of the Universe. It's a great picture. And in front of the school is a young child trying to get into the school. And he's pushing with all his might against the door. And a big sign above the door says, pull to open. If you're not listening while you're pushing, you're going to miss out on why you're doing it. This little story came to me quite by accident, and it told me what was going on with me this week. See, I had one tremendous week. You know, I started a new contract, and I love the new contract. And this week, after 4 weeks of being with them, I guess they decided, I figured I'd been there long enough, they were going to let me go to New York and haul salt. Now, I thought this was going to be a great trip. Yeah, boy, I'm going to drive up to New York and haul salt. Well, let me give you my week in a nutshell. At 2:30 Tuesday morning, I left the house and came home Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Thursday, I was home for 3 or 4 hours. I left at 2:30 Tuesday morning, hauled sand from West Virginia to Pennsylvania, then up and got salt in New York, then back to Pennsylvania, back down to West Virginia, back up to New York to get salt, back down to Pennsylvania, then down to Clearbrook, Virginia, back to the house for 3 hours, then up to New Jersey, and then home on Friday morning. I got to haul salt. The first day I hauled it, everything in the world went wrong. The trailer acted up. All the scales were open. I got caught in every imaginable construction pileup you can think of between here and New York. Middletown, New York, 60 miles above New York City. By the time I got there, I had to wait for 4 hours to get loaded. And then when I pulled in to get loaded, it took 4 more hours to get loaded. And I got yelled at for parking in the wrong spot. And I got yelled at for driving too fast. And when I came down to Pennsylvania, I got yelled at for calling to tell them I was coming in because I woke up the night guy. When I got in there to dump the salt, I was told, make sure you pay attention which way the wind's blowing, because you want it to blow away from you. And I looked at the ribbons when I was coming in. I said, I'm fine. And I kid you not, I pulled in and started dumping my salt, and the wind changed and blew the salt all over me and the truck. And so on Wednesday morning, knowing I had to go back up and get more salt, I said, there ain't no way. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, if it goes like that again, they'll never see me in New York State ever again. Got on my knees and prayed. I did. Father, you got to calm me down, because I've got a hammer in one hand and a lot of bad thoughts in the other. The next day I went to New York. They took me in the minute I got there. I was loaded. It takes 4 hours to get loaded, but that's all right. I took a nice long nap. I felt refreshed. I got out there. I weighed out. I didn't get yelled at. I came down the road. I made it from New York to Pennsylvania, not really speeding, just got a good draft of wind, and made it down there in 3.5 hours. Got in there, checked the ribbon again, started dumping my load, and the wind blew out the tunnel the whole time and never got none on me. And he was great. And so I got in the truck and got ready for what was next and smiled my way through the rest of the week. Keep on pushing. But you're going to be pushing against the door that says open if you're not pushing with God helping you. Amen. It's not going to happen. And friends, you can just listen to sharing of joys and concerns. Just look around this room and see where keep on pushing needs to be applied. All of us have something in our life holding us up. And we always will. We will always be stuck like that. But if you don't keep pushing, you're not going to succeed. And the success is not in conquering what you're pushing against. The success is in the growth. That's what God was saying. I didn't ask you to move that rock. I asked you to persevere. I asked you to go forward for me. I asked you to stay forward in perseverance. He was great at rope tricks. That was his stage specialty when he got on the stage. He would swing that rope around and jump around through. You know, we have a friend that lives out, or had lived out in Oregon, and a couple of years ago, she sent the boys some lariats, some actual lariats, the real kind. And so I wanted to show the boys about how to do rope tricks, because I knew a few, grew up on a farm, and I'd get that thing swinging around, and I'd throw it all around, and I'd lasso the truck, and I'd lasso something here, and I one time lassoed Wendy and got in trouble for that. Wanted to show them how to do that thing where they could jump in and out of it. But, you know, the rope didn't go that big. But he was good. He would get on stage and do this. And one day in the middle of the stage act, he got tangled up in his lariat and tripped. And the audience started laughing at him. Now, that would have gotten you upset. And instead of getting upset, he stopped for a minute and he drawled. He said in his heavy southern accent, he said, you know, a rope ain't so bad to get tangled up in as long as it ain't around your neck. And the audience started laughing. And he told a few more stories. And then suddenly, being just a guy that spun ropes on a stage, he got known for his humor, and Will Rogers grew up from there. A moment of pushing pushed back, and he caught the growth. When we get pushed, when we get into those situations, we push. Sometimes things will push back, but we can persevere. And I'm telling you, you have that ability. We are led to believe the day you become a Christian, the day you accept Christ, the day you step out of that water, that things are going to change. And, well, they did. You accepted Christ. Too many times you're going to hear people say, oh, when you accept Jesus Christ, when you wash yourself in that water, the heavens are going to split open and the world is going to change. And they do. Doesn't mean life just suddenly got easier. It doesn't just suddenly mean that everything got perfect. Is everything going to be absolutely perfect? No. As a matter of fact, it's going to get a little bit harder for a while. It's going to get tougher the day you came out of that water. For a while. Because you know why? That you are now a prime candidate to be taken away again. Because you just got lost to Satan. He's going to set up so many roadblocks in front of you to push, you're going to wonder if you'll ever get moving again. For a while. But you're going to grow. Because if you've come out of that water, if you've accepted Jesus, you're going to turn and face it and ask for God's help. And you're going to start seeing things get out of the way. Things are going to continue to pop up. Sometimes it might seem it's been too much, and yet God is with us. He's always been with us. But it wasn't until we opened our eyes that we saw Him around us. We saw that moment. Open your Bibles back up, but you better not have closed them. Get in the front end. Let's go to Joshua in the very first chapter. Let's read a little bit about keep on pushing. And we all know what happened to Joshua. Moses died and Joshua is now going to take over. And so we're going to see what God told him. Because I don't think he was ready for it. I know I wouldn't have been. I know I would have been scared to death. They've been in the desert for 40 years. A new generation is about to enter the land of Canaan. But first God prepares Joshua and the new nation. And so reading from that first verse, read, follow along these words. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will always be with you wherever you go. Amen. Underline that verse. That's a good one. No matter what you get yourself into, my child, I'm there. I may have to let you suffer for a while because you got yourself into that mess. But I will get you back out again. I know there are so many things in life that are placed here to try to stop us. It's called life. Things that Satan has, he uses, man. He uses everything to stop us. Let's talk about some of the things that are hard to push against. Lack of money, jobs, health, education, whether finishing it, restarting it. It's all there, and yet we have God. We have His Son, Jesus. We can live in the knowledge of what we have with our faith, that if we keep on pushing, we will persevere. Now I'm going to break away for a moment here on the sermon, and we're going to try something a little different. I want you to meet my friend DJ Gregory. I set this up over here on the TV. It sounds good and everything. And I want to tell you about him, but let me show you about what I see. It's called Keep On Pushing to Grow. His name is DJ Gregory. Keep on pushing. How can you not look at that and see that? I want you to meet DJ Gregory because he inspired me quite a few times, and I've watched that movie more than once. That's all God asks us to do through Jesus is just keep on pushing. 900 miles is what he's going to walk. If you want to know what 900 miles is, that's from here to Miami, Florida. Put that one beside. Falling, frustrating, yet still seeing it. Folks, we have to remember just to keep on pushing. When something goes wrong, push. When the job gets you down, push. When people don't do as you think they should, push. When your money is gone and the bills are due, push. When people just don't understand you, push. And if you don't get it, do you know what push stands for? Pray until something happens. God knows you're here. And sometimes just a little bit more longer, He's going to let you be there. But He steps in to help you. Just hang in. He says, I'll bless you. Just hang in and I'll make you a blessing. Just keep on pushing. Remember what we read in verse 9 of Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask for the strength to keep on pushing. And when everything starts to seem like we're not getting anywhere, you didn't ask us to move anything out of the way. You asked us to keep at it, but to ask you to help. We will grow, we will shine, we will become strong, and we will achieve our goal to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Just give us the strength, Father, to keep on pushing. In Jesus' name, amen. After the horrible carnage and the Confederate defeat at Gettysburg, followed by the retreat, General Robert E. Lee wrote these words to President Jefferson Davis of the Confederacy. We must expect reverses, even defeats. They are sent to teach us wisdom and prudence, to call us forth greater energies, and to prevent our falling into greater disasters. Keep on pushing. Today, if you struggle, as we've seen this last hymn, if you feel that you're not getting where you need to, come up and receive prayer. Let us help give you the strength to keep on pushing.